Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, it's my privilege today to share with you some news about Alicia Senses, who lives in Masaka, Uganda. She has two brothers and their families who are serving in Uganda, and her father and mother served there for many years and are now retired, but Alicia works alongside her brother in the church there in Masaka, and she gives us an interesting story. Our trip to Karamoja region, specifically to a place called Karita, was a success. It was a long journey, but an unforgettable one. Upon arriving, we discovered that the Pokot people love to jump. They jump as they sing, and some of them can jump very high. They jump when they greet you, when they meet together to sing, and when they say goodbye. We truly were in the middle of nowhere, and it felt like we'd gone to a different country. The Karamoja area has been unreached and isolated due to violence and the harshness of life. The Pokot people live as if it was still the time of David Livingstone. There's no electricity for hours, no running water, no wells or boreholes sometimes. The nearest shop or market is an hour's walk away. When it's rainy season, they get water from the river. In dry season, they have to dig circles down into the riverbed until they can reach water, eventually digging several feet down. During the dry season, food and water become so scarce that the babies and the small children become deficient and often need blood transfusions. People bathe once a week. Flies increase tremendously. The people also dress differently than the rest of Uganda as they wrap themselves in a cloth. They call it a shuka or blanketi, which is, of course, blanket. The people have zero background of any religion and have very harsh, unbiblical traditions and culture. They're still worshiping the gods of their ancestors and know nothing about the true God or the story of the Lord Jesus Christ. The pastor that we met with, Pastor David, is Kenyan and has truly done a great job of first being accepted by the people. That takes a long time for anyone and knows this is not an American missionary, but a Kenyan missionary. And then, of course, slowly teaching them by word and example about God. So we're so excited to begin working with him to help reach these forgotten people. Our meeting went better than I imagined, and we'll be training a group up there with seven churches, five in Uganda and two from Kenya. The need in this area is so very great. There are two languages spoken in the area, Pokot and Swahili. And thankfully, we'll be able to use Swahili for the training. And one of our missionary friends, Erica Bowman in Kenya, has agreed to help us in the translation of the curriculum. The training with this group will be quite challenging because they have no biblical knowledge or background. We plan to take another trip up to Karita before we begin the training to learn more about the people and their view of life and their gods and culture. So would you pray for Alicia and this whole group of people who are burdened for folk? Now, some of you listening think, surely there are no people that live that way today, but let me assure you, there are. And that's why our missionaries spread out around the world, because they're men and women, boys and girls, teenagers, who many of them have never, ever heard a clear presentation of the gospel of Jesus Christ, who loves them and died for them. And don't you want them to hear? So pray for our missionaries.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.